This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
So the first aspect of what we want to cover today is no fear. And I don't mean N-O fear. I don't mean like have no fear. That's not a thing. It's not possible. And I would say that most everything that I've read, everything that I've heard is it's not possible to have no fear, to have zero fear. The fear I'm talking about, the no fear, is K-N-O-W, no fear. You want to know the fear that you're dealing with. Because here's the thing, is that you cannot get rid of fear. Fear is just there. It's inside of us. And we're going to talk about that and where this comes from and why, so you have an understanding. The key is to know the fear, feel the fear, and do it anyway, right? That's very popular strategy, is you understand it. You have the fear, just do it anyway. People that go skydiving or bungee jumping, it's not that they have no fear. It's just that they understand that the fear is there, and they want to do it anyway. They want to push. Anytime I hit live here, or I go on stage, or I'm doing a podcast or a sales presentation, that fear is there. The butterflies are there. Things are going on. Hesitation. My mind is kicking in. Just do it anyway. So that's the big key. As you see here, each week, I keep doing these things, changing it up. Sometimes it works well. Sometimes there's some issues. Just do it anyway. That is the key. So the fear that we're talking about and where this comes from is rooted in the fact that at our base level, as primal human beings, keep in mind, we've been around for a long time as a species, and we've gotten to the point where we're at because we've learned how to survive and we've learned how to thrive. Those are two different things. And the big key is the reason we've learned how to survive is that we, and that part in our brain, the amygdala, we as a species and as an individual figure out what works for us, what doesn't work, what the boundaries of our comfort zone are, and then we just stay in that. Safety is inside our comfort zone. And the key is that our default nature is to stay safe and comfortable. People want to stay in their safety zone, in their comfort zone. That's what we do, right? Like a long, really not that long ago, eating the wrong berry or eating the wrong food or going to the wrong part of your territory at the wrong time of year, like misjudging the season, could equal death, right? Like not timing it right with things that are growing or animals that are available or things that you could hunt. Wasn't that long ago that leads to some serious problems. And here's what's interesting is that while most of us, most people who are watching this, tuning in some kind of sales role where you have access to the internet, you're watching this, you're wanting to develop your skills, life is fairly comfortable. It's much more comfortable. There's not a saber-toothed tiger or a lion that's waiting and lurking, trying to kill us or eat us around every turn. We don't have that. But the challenge is our brain has been conditioned, again, because the fact that we've made it to where we have, dominating the planet for good or for bad, because we know how to survive and we know how to thrive. The first part is that survive is that we're always on the lookout for danger and we want to stay where it's safe. Now, why does this matter? I mean, it matters in a couple ways. Now, in several sessions, we're going to talk about how this applies to your customers, your prospects. Now we're talking about you, because remember, this authentic persuasion framework and the whole process and what I wrote about and what I teach is that the first part is we've got to deal with you and what's authentic for you so you can be successful. I could give you all the tactics, strategies, closing lines, anything in the world, say this, respond with this, do this. It wouldn't matter at some level if you don't know how to be authentic to you. You don't know why you want to be in sales. You don't know what you're afraid of. And you don't know how to apply those tools for you. And so that's one of the big keys. That's why we're starting with this. So when we're talking about comfort zone and we're talking about safety and what we know, remember your brain, all of our brains, the amygdala, that part of our brain that's all about looking for danger and keeping us safe, it is trained to imagine and see danger around every turn, okay? There is very much a important survival mechanism in our brain, and I think most animals have this, where it is more beneficial to you to mistakenly see five lions than to miss one actual lion, right? That's why a lot of people, they see shadows, they get afraid, they hear noises. All of these things are triggering our primal brain to be watching out for danger, even though it's really safe. Like when you're at home and you hear a noise, your brain is thinking, oh my gosh, I'm under attack or something dangerous is coming. The reason why is your brain is always on alert, looking for danger, and it's okay being wrong, and it's happy being wrong because at least you were safe. Versus you just tune everything out, you take everything for granted, and you know, it's like walking across the street and not looking both ways. Whatever, nothing can hurt me. Then you get hit by a bus, right? It's much better to be on high alert and be wrong than to just mail it in, be casual, and then be wrong on that side. And so that's what's in our brain. And so that's what's planted in there, where that fear center is keeping us in our comfort zone and keeping us safe. Now, why does this have to do with sales? Well, this has to do with sales because that is there. And so it's probably telling you, either based on all of that that's in your brain, past experiences prior to even getting into sales, it's telling you what it thinks is dangerous and it's trying to keep you safe. And then what it wants to do is keep you from doing anything that feels dangerous or could harm you, right? And that's where our fear comes in. That's where that hesitation to pick up the phone and call somebody, to reach out to somebody, to move the conversation towards the sale, to get on stage, to do events like this, anything like that is our brain saying that is unsafe, that is dangerous, things could happen. That's one part of it. And you really want to get in touch with that and understand, why is this happening? And I'm going to give you a technique and strategy from Tim Ferriss that I heard that's really effective for this as well. The other part of fear and your comfort zone and why we try to stay safe is that one of the ways that we were so successful as a species in surviving and then thriving is the fact that we did it as a group. We are a tribal species. We are a tribal society. Now, there's animals out there. They're born, they leave the nest or the cave or the burrow, whatever it might be. They're on their own. They're doing their own thing. It's up to them. It's them versus the world. Us as humans, what happened was it's us as a group versus the world. And because of that, I firmly believe that's why we have done so well. That's why we have dominated most things on this planet. Again, some of it for good, some of it not so good because we don't know when to stop. So what happens is we are a tribal species. We have survived and thrived as a group. What happens though, is that if you're not doing well with the tribe or you're seen as a danger to the tribe, then you would get kicked out. And in fact, what's interesting, if you read the book Sapiens, it talks about the fact that there are tribes still in the world today in remote places where they're nomadic tribes that are just completely living like they did for a long time. And if somebody is sick, if somebody's making a lot of noise, if somebody's not contributing, if somebody is dying, they literally leave them behind and then keep moving on, right? And so that part of our brain is hardwired in there. We do not want to be banished from the tribe. We do not want to stand out. We do not want to get kicked out. We do not want to run the risk of being ousted from the group. That is worse than anything. Like if you look at prisons, so being put in solitary confinement is usually the worst thing they can do. And there's limits to it because that can be seen as cruel and inhumane to isolate somebody from everybody else. And that's in a prison setting, right? And if you think about our lives, we don't want to be banished. It's why people are feared public speaking over death, right? Most people's number one fear is public speaking. Number two is death. And the reason why is they don't want to do public speaking, mess up, get embarrassed, be ashamed. And then that triggers that potentially getting kicked out of the tribe of humans. Making your phone calls, reaching out to people, asking them if they want to buy, and they say no and they reject you, triggers that part of your ego, of your mind that's deep in there that says, I just got rejected. That's a rejection against me. I might get kicked out of the tribe, or I might not be valuable, or I might be left out of things. And that's what holds a lot of people back. So look at that as far as the two main components for where you're maybe holding yourself back and why that is.